And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board Member Katrina Lewis. And now in the studio with me, a number of folks from the Friends of the Peace Memorial Auditorium. We have Barbara Pileski, the Auditorium and Stage Committee Chair. We also have Veterans Committee Chairman Jim Sharp and Board Member Jerry Rosine. Folks, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Of course. So I think it would be a good to start off with saying that the ceremony itself will take place on Sunday. That's October 7th at 2:30 p.m. That's at the City Hall, or adjacent to the City Hall, really, at the Memorial. Peace Memorial Auditorium. Let's get the words right.
Yeah, if you want to get real technical, it's behind.
Yes. Yes, right behind there.
Right behind there, and there's an entrance that says Peace Memorial Auditorium.
So we're talking about the Peace Memorial Auditorium, and I think it would be also good to just get a little into the background and the history of how it came to be.
At the end of World War II, they began thinking about how they wanted to honor the service of the Riley Countyans who had been part of the war effort. And instead of having a war memorial, they decided they wanted a peace memorial. And they decided they wanted something that would be of lasting community value. And so they decided a public auditorium would be appropriate. They passed a bond to fund that in 1946, but it took several years to get that really going. And in the meantime, the city wanted a new city hall, and this was added on to the auditorium project. The building was finally completed and dedicated in 1955. And there were many, many events in the auditorium. There was a weekly, they called it Teen Town, events to keep the teenagers in town occupied. There were shows, there were concerts. There's a gymnasium in there, and so there were all kinds of athletic events. But over the years, it started to be forgotten. It was never air-conditioned, and that was a problem with using the building. It was hot in the summer, and then it was steam-heated in the winter, and it just kind of fell out of use except for the gymnasium. And around 5 years ago, the city wanted to move the Parks and Recreation offices into the main building, and they came up with a plan to take out the seating area and make it into two levels of office spaces, and take out the stage and put in two basketball courts. And people got wind of that, and some people remembered the Teen Town events, and some people did research and found that it had originally been planned as a veterans memorial. And so the veterans organizations went in, and in a dramatic commissioner meeting, they were persuaded to reconsider other alternatives. And the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium got organized. The city didn't promise any money, and so the private citizens agreed to try to raise money to finance restoring the auditorium. It's been 5 years, and we're nearly finished with our project, so we're very proud of what we've done.
Yeah, it's been under construction for some time, and if any of the other folks in here would like to talk a little bit about what the memorials meant to them in a way, you know, here it seems like it was a big staple of the community, and it's kind of been on the downside for a little bit.
Well, one of our foundation members here, Mr. Sharp over here, he would like to talk and explain what it is to him about the 101 Boys.
Well, yes, these 101 boys, at the time the auditorium was dedicated in 1955, they were forgotten. We call them the Forgotten 101. They died for the cause. And so when they decided that they were going to tear out the heart of this living memorial, some of us got concerned about it and went to the city and visited with the city commissioners and got that decision reversed to tear out the heart of it. So now we have a black bronze granite wall down there with 101 names on it and a lot of other artifacts of war, including quotes and the soldiers' memorial. And so we are rededicating it to the 101 and the 2,600 who served from Riley County and also to the early settlers.
And it truly is a living memorial in that it's not just a memorial you walk past and can just look at, but there's the auditorium aspect where you can actually engage in it as well.
Yes. The auditorium is what we're doing this coming Sunday is a rededication of the auditorium, because the auditorium now has new curtains, new floor, has new lighting, a new sound system. It'll be a great venue for any organization to go in there and put on a show or some kind of a program. And it'll be a big value for the whole community. The program on Sunday is kind of a new or another ribbon cutting for the rededication. We're going to have the Thundering Cats there, the Flint Hills Children's Choir. We'll have some members of the Phi Mu Alpha fraternity, which has supported us from the beginning. We needed to have a project to show that the stage is good for performing. So the Phi Mu Alpha Music Fraternity at K-State stepped up and started putting on shows twice a year. And we put on some really wonderful shows. So they will be there to sing along with the other groups. And then there'll be some dedication and things like that, and then another ribbon cutting.
And it sounds like it's going to be a great event. And it's very important, especially now, as you know, my grandfather was a World War II veteran. And as the generation's aging, I feel like it's more and more important to look back and remember those times and remember the sacrifices that they made.
Well, it's really a dual purpose setup down there. The foyer is for the 101 boys from World War II. The auditorium itself is actually for all military in all wars. I myself was a Vietnam veteran, and this will be for everybody in between and what's going on today.
And there's a number of other sort of things you can look around there. There's like that, I guess it's called the interactive little panel there with the electronics on it. So you can look in and see all sorts of historical pieces and recollections from folks involved. And it just seems like all around a great memorial there. And any other thoughts on
that? Well, that is a very important part of the kiosk is a very important part of the memorial, because it supplements what we have on the wall. And anyone can go on to the website and access the website that tells them a lot of history about the 101 boys, about the wall, and about the auditorium. So they're welcome to do that. All they have to do is key in search engine peacememorial101.org, and that will bring it up, and they'll find it very interesting.
It's amazing how each of those servicemen come alive when you go through that.
Again, a living memorial.
Yes.
A living memorial. And again, that rededication for the Peace Memorial Auditorium is this Sunday, the 7th, from 2:30 to 4 p.m. We have just about a minute left in time. Any final thoughts before we close out here?
This is open to the public. We hope that everyone will come and not only view the memorial, but hear a great program as well. It's 2:30 Sunday, October 7th.
Very good. Thanks again, Jim, Jerry, Barbara. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Of course. And stay tuned. We're going to have some folks from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation in just after the break. You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.